Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Diva Days of Our Lives. This is our 581st Blog Talk Radio show. Be sure to check out our shows and shows and interviews. We haven't done an interview for a while, but check out our shows and interviews here. I see it's working tonight for me. I didn't 2 weeks ago, and I see it worked okay for you last week when I wasn't here. So it did. So anyway, it's working so far. So be sure to check out our shows here. You can find us on Facebook and on X, I guess, or Twitter, and also on Instagram. And we're also not on Instagram, sorry, on iTunes, and we're also on Spotify. So check us out there. I'm Marianne, and you can find me at Mama_Hooch on Twitter. We have Jen. Hi, Jen.
Hi. I'm at RXJDK at Twitter.
And we have Diva Carrie here. Hi, Carrie.
Hi, I'm at Diva Abdul.
Okay. And at Causey Hooch, who is Anna, is watching the football game. Her Kansas City Chiefs are playing tonight, so I don't think she's going to be calling in. And we have our Steelers will be playing, but they won't be playing till Monday at 4:30, because they were supposed to play in Buffalo at 1 tomorrow, but it's like another world there, blizzards, conditions, and everything. So we'll be waiting for that tomorrow. And I saw they moved the Penguin game up to 1 o'clock on Monday. Did you see that, Carrie?
Yeah.
A lot of people, a lot of Penguin fans, hockey fans are upset about that, because probably some won't be able to go because, you know, some people work and stuff. So, but anyway, I guess that's what they're doing. So before we start, we got this some sad news that yesterday morning, Bill Hayes passed away. He was 98. So that's a big loss for Days. And the last time we saw him was on the Christmas show with Susan and, you know, Doug and Julie. Yeah. And he didn't look bad, but he looked like he was, you know, that I had heard that, you know, he hadn't been doing well. But then again, you got to remember that was when that was filmed, that when it came on at Christmas, it was filmed 6 months ago.
Yeah.
So he's been slowly getting, But even at that point on the Christmas show, he seemed to still have his mind.
I mean,
said his lines. He seemed like he, you know, just, he looked all kind of frail and that. I mean, 98, but yeah, he still seemed talking, you know, very well and everything. So that was nice to see. So there's been all kinds of, you know, if you go online, everybody's, you know, putting their thing up, their memories of him or of anything. I know I got at least 3 or 4 times, I think, I got to interview him and Susan at Day of Days. So that was always, you know, they were always fun. And, you know, he was always smiling or singing and, you know, I don't know, does anybody have any memories of him or like any thing that you liked about him on Days or what you remember? Anything in particular?
It was like kind of like the common sense of the show.
Oh, that's true.
Oh, with him. Oh, yeah, he was. Like, yeah, you could say that. Yeah, I guess I saw someone, I think it was Ron Colavardi, said that he's been on like over 50 years.
Yeah.
Which is probably, he came on like, what, maybe the early, I didn't really look, I think must have been the early 70s. And I think he came on as another character at first, if I'm not mistaken. Anybody know the history there?
That I don't know.
Yeah, yeah. But he then came on, I guess Doug Williams was a con man. I think he first came on, thought Doug Williams is a bad guy or a con man when he first came on the show. So, yeah. So they were always, I'm sure it's going to be, I mean, really hard for Susan. They seem to do everything together. You know,
definitely.
They travel together. Yeah, they did everything together, so. But yeah, so that we have that news. So also, okay, everybody get a chance to watch this week.
About 15 minutes into Friday.
Oh, okay. Okay, Carrie, did you see everything?
Yeah, I saw everything.
Yeah,
I want to say too. I think. Bill Hayes kind of got robbed of an Emmy nomination when they had him, when he had Doug possessed by the devil. I thought he should have gotten nominated.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Oh, yeah, that was a big thing. And, yeah, and he was only 97 when he did that. I think like only a year or so ago. Yeah, I guess that's what they said, that he, you know, I think it was Ronnie who was reading. He said he came and asked him to do it. Yeah, and he was, I guess, more than happy to do it. And yeah, so yeah, that was a big, you know, for him, I would think at the time was a big, you know, big thing.
Yeah.
Role at the time, because really the only time they ever used them was just, you know, for holidays and stuff. So
yeah,
it's pretty good. Yeah, I'm sure, but it'll probably be in 6 months they'll do something.
Oh,
I don't know
better.
If they'll write it in, you know. I'm sure they'll do something and maybe they'll write it in like they did Victor.
Yeah.
I mean, John Aniston. So, yeah. So, but like I said, they filmed 6 months ahead.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
What's going on in the soap world, though? I mean, like, they lost one of the One Life to Live people about a week ago.
Oh. Who was that?
He played Antonio Vega. He was only 54.
Yeah.
Yeah, he died of cancer.
Yeah. Even though you hate to hear it, and, you know, especially someone like Bill Hayes, I mean, he lived a long life.
Yeah.
98. But, yeah. But lately in the soap world, we have been losing, like, younger, you know, people.
Yeah. Tara Christopher, Jackie Zeman.
Yeah. Nima. Yeah. Billy Miller, he was, yeah.
Yep.
There's been, yeah, so. Well. So, so on days this week, a lot of it we're dealing with the drug problem in Salem. I guess, well, Clyde's behind, although we haven't seen Clyde, only supposedly on the phone. So Paulina and Harris want to try to clean it up. So Harris went to Kate. I guess we have a Kate thing. Carrie, did you want to talk about Kate since Anna's not here? And we got to see Kate and Lucas.
Yes. So
Lucas fan.
Harris first talks to Roman that he wanted to have Lucas help him trying to figure out who the drug kingpin is. And Roman said something for the first time that we haven't heard, because Kate and Roman aren't on very often. And he said he honestly wanted Lucas to stay in prison for kidnapping Sammy. And, you know, that was kind of the first time he's really expressed that.
Mm-hmm.
That
I was surprised when I heard that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it kind of cracks me up, as other people are in and out of jail like it's nothing, but
yep.
Poor Lucas has been in prison for a long time, twice now. So, and then, but then Roman agreed to have Harris propose the whole thing to Kate, and she doesn't want to do it, but she's afraid something's going to happen to Lucas. So they go to the prison, and they went late at night and kind of got in, tried to fly under the radar so people wouldn't know Lucas got a visitor. And at first, Lucas was like, no, I'm not going to be a snitch. And then Kate left the room, and what they said to him, like, oh, you know, your children miss you and your grandchildren miss you. And then that really hit Lucas pretty hard. And when Kate was gone, he told Harris, like, yeah, okay, I'll do it. And then Kate came back in, and she wasn't real happy that he decided to do this. But I'm excited, though. I'm happy to see Lucas again and see him out of prison. And I wonder where there's – yeah, and I wonder where that's going to go, though, because – well, I guess Holly was the victim of the tainted drugs. I think that really hit him. But, you know, he's had a 30-year history with Nicole, really. So, but, like, if they bring him back, though, I don't know if they try to pair him with someone. I don't see what the long-term storyline would be for Lucas. You know?
Right. That's what I think. Is this going to be, is he going to get out of prison and now are we going to see more of Lucas? So, yeah, it just depends on, like, what kind of storyline they could give him.
Mm-hmm.
And who is there to pair him with? I can't know who it would be. But he comes and goes, you know, like a lot of them on there.
Right.
So, yeah. Yeah, so, yeah, it was good to see him. So we have that, where we have Stefan and Ava still trying to cover their tracks, and they're pretending that they're involved together. Then we have Tripp, who doesn't believe, he knows something's up with his mother because she didn't get that upset when he told her that he was going to go with Wendy to China. So then he tells Wendy he can't go. So then Wendy decides to go herself. And then I think because I was listening to the show you did last week, and I think it ended with wondering what, you know, Wendy was going to do, or if they were both leaving the show, or if Wendy's, you know, going to leave or not. You guys were wondering. So we did see now this week Wendy came back. So
yep.
It looks like Wendy and Tripp are still staying. So Wendy came back.
Yeah.
And I don't know, there was something that was weird about that. Like, she got really upset with Tripp. I forget. Does anybody remember that?
She's like, what, you couldn't wait to get rid of me or something?
Yes, yeah. Like, I don't know. He was surprised that she came back. And I don't know, it was just so, I mean, some of this writing here sometimes just doesn't, some things just don't make sense to me. But anyway, they had Wendy come back. I guess she decided her place was with Tripp. And I guess her parents can handle them, you know, handle things on their own. So we have them back together. I don't know. I don't know if I'll, does anybody like them together, or are they kind of like, eh?
I like
Wendy. I like Wendy more than Tripp, and I used to like Tripp, and I don't know what it is. I don't know if you just haven't, when he first came on, I liked him. I guess it's Steve's son. I guess he's believable, but
yeah.
I don't know.
He doesn't have much of a storyline himself, though, you know?
Yeah, it's just those two, and it's like they just don't know what to do with him. I don't know. So, anyway, we have that, and the interesting part, I think, was just this Friday with the whole drug thing with Nicole and EJ and Brady and Teresa. They had separate scenes where each of them were having doubts about what they believed, like how Brady and Teresa at first said, you know, oh, no, it's not Tate. Then they kind of second-guessed themselves. Oh, could it be? Did we see, miss the signs, even all the time we talked to them? And that EJ and Nicole were talking, same thing. And did anybody catch what EJ said, and this must have been off camera or off screen, about Rafe told him that he talked to some of Holly's classmates, and they said that she was doing, they knew that she was dabbling in drugs. So that's, and then so EJ told Nicole that, and now that's what got them thinking, well, maybe it was her. So, so what did you guys think of that? You know,
you think he'll let Tate go?
I don't know. Is that where it's leading? Is EJ going to have a change of heart, or but does anyone think? Did you like this? Did you like those scenes?
Yeah.
I like the scenes with Brady and Teresa.
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm.
Did you see something different with Emily, the actress? How she's playing? I mean, she seems to be getting a little better as Teresa.
Yeah,
more
comfortable in the role, I think.
I don't know. Or maybe it's with Brady more. Kind of like you can see the connection now coming. Like, are they going to try to get them back together?
Yeah.
You know, they're both kind of bonding over Tate. But I don't know. I think she's doing a little bit better of a job than it was before. Or it's just us getting used to her. Maybe it's just us getting used to her for the way they did it. So,
they're giving her a better storyline, though. Like, now that she's sympathetic as Tate's mom, but before she was just, you know, scheming and all that was complicated. That wasn't interesting. But what I thought was weird, and I think Doc noticed it too, Brady and Kristen this week had crazy chemistry, and Brady and Teresa seem to be bonding again. And it's like, you know, something finally happened. Brady got his mojo back. I could see a love triangle between, well, maybe a quad between him and Kristen and Teresa and
Alex.
Kristen actually seemed Kristen really felt bad at what happened with Tate. She's been very sympathetic about that.
Oh yeah, we did have those scenes with, and you know, he came, you know, because he because of Tate, he missed his visit with Rachel, so she was all upset about that. And she did seem, when he explained it, seem understanding. But did you hear her say to him, "If it happens again, if it happens one more time, well, what if it does happen and it's something along the same lines?"
Yeah.
Or something in an emergency. It's just the way she said it. And there's the old Kristen coming back out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, they do have a chemistry, you know, Kristen and Brady. But, so, yeah. But she hasn't been on for a while.
Yeah.
And those were, yeah. Yeah. So, let's see. Oh, and then Holly, still in the coma. And I guess she's not getting better, so they're talking about sending her away to, like, I guess it's in Italy or somewhere in Europe, like a special facility. Yeah, and I really thought when they were all in there, I thought she was going to open her eyes. Did anybody think that at the end? I kept thinking they were all talking about ready. And who thinks that when she comes out of there, she's not going to take the blame for it?
Yeah,
either she won't remember.
Or she'll pretend won't.
Yes. Or is she going to is she going to blame Tate? Yeah. I don't know. Or will she lose her mem? You know, I don't know. I don't know the effects of drugs like that. Can they make you, like, not truly remember? I don't know. So, yeah, so I don't know what's going to happen there. I'm not minding this. I'm glad they're doing something. They're kind of making aware, which is a really big problem with drugs now, that it's laced with fentanyl. I mean, I've known some people. One of a boy that my son went to school with was an accidental. You know, he was using and didn't think, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it's different people around here. I mean, it's getting to be a problem around in my area, for sure. So, and that's what it is. These young people take something that they think is not going to kill them, but they don't realize that it has in it.
Good.
So, yeah. So at least they're, you know, kind of making people aware of that with that. So, let's see. Then we have. Oh, the whole baby thing, we still are dealing with that. Is anybody ready? Everybody ready for Nicole to find out? Or how much longer do you think? Yeah. Did anybody ever hear any how long? along?
No. Mm-mm.
No. Mm. So, because we have Sloane still, you know, Trask came. She's like the voice of reason for Sloane, because Sloane's, you know, all this is, she keeps getting this conscience every so often, you know, especially since Nicole's going through this with Holly, and Leo's driving her crazy because Leo's, like, blackmailing her and running up her credit cards.
Spending loads of money.
Yeah. So, oh, and he got his old job back as Lady Whistleblower. Mm-hmm. He went to Everett. I mean, yeah, he went to Everett or Chad. I don't know who gave him the job back.
Both of them did.
Yeah, yeah. So we have Chad and Everett working together now, and you know, and Chad's still questioning Everett and seeing Stephanie. I'm there, Chad. Just let it go, Chad.
Yep.
Let it go. You got rid of her. You're better off. Find someone else. Wait for Abby to come back. I'm still waiting for that. I still think that's going to happen. I don't know whether it will be Marcy or Kate or somebody else, but I still think, you know, she's
going to
come back.
Well, Kate's in General Hospital.
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah. And I don't know if I don't hear much about Marcy Miller anymore. So I don't know if she's still acting or what she's doing. But I still think that could happen, because now we have Stephanie. Was it this week or was it another week? All three of her men were together. You know, Alex and Chad. And then we had Alex and Chad playing football with Thomas, playing monkey in the middle.
At night.
At night.
At night in January.
Yeah. No COVID.
And Alex was the monkey in the middle, which is that's appropriate for Alex. Oh, and speaking of Alex, wasn't it kind of weird? What's his whole thing with his, like, getting on Justin?
I'm surprised Justin didn't hit him. He had it coming.
Why is he, is it just because now he thinks, does it have something to do with Victor being his father now? Is he trying to, I don't know.
God,
he just
knows.
Was like really getting on Justin at being his fault, and we all know it was EJ. EJ has the judge and everybody in his pocket, so, you know, there's not much Justin could do. So then he tries to call his best friend to take over, and hear this friend, you know, told him, yeah, there's nothing more. Justin did everything he could do. There's nothing more he could do either. So...
he wasn't going to get disbarred for him.
Yeah, and Teresa's kind of getting fed up with him, more or less made him leave. So, I don't know. And then we have Stephanie and Everett kind of, you know, they're having lunch together, and seems like they're pushing those two together. And, of course, does everybody think that Everett's in on the drug thing, the drug trade?
I don't think so.
Mm-mm.
No? Okay. See, I've been hearing that. Yeah. It's just the way he is. Like, when he was looking at that guy, Rafe arrested that drug dealer, trying to get information, and Everett wanted to go in. I know he's a journalist and everything, and wanted to talk to him. But it's just the way they were kind of, like, looking at each other, like, shut your mouth, don't say anything.
Yeah.
You know? So I don't know. There's just different things that just make me think that he's really not the great guy that trying to make him be. Sometimes I always thought, was he really in a coma? Did that really happen? You know, especially now since he had a different name when he was married to Jada. So I don't know. I didn't know if
it was good, because I don't want them to write him in a corner. You know,
just like. Just like they did when he was Nick, right? Yeah, I mean, he's playing it. He's playing it really well. He's a good, you know, really good. He hasn't run into Jada yet. Did you see how they keep avoiding? kept avoiding each other. I can't remember. Was the Constantine stuff, was that last? Did you guys talk about that, or was that this week?
It was early this week.
With Steve and John?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. where I couldn't remember if it was like, you know, where that was, but so I guess, are we going to go through this another identity of John? You know, I think Constantine recognizes him as the pawn.
Yeah.
Who was, because he knows Victor, and of course Steve was with the pawn, and he was working for Victor, and he said about this town in Greece, and Steve acted like he didn't know what it was. Like, is there another secret to John? Because it's like Steve didn't want to say anything. Anybody have any thoughts on that?
I'm thinking maybe he knew, like, something John was into when he was working for Victor or something. Maybe.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Carrie, do you think anything?
I honestly don't care. I'm tired of John's past stories. I can't stand Constantine. Yeah, I just don't care.
Yeah. Because they please don't make him anybody else. I mean, if they want to explain what all happened before he came to Salem, just don't make him somebody else again.
Yeah.
You know? So.
And what is it with Steve and John thinking they run the town? Like running people out of town. It's like, really?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, kidnapping Constantine. Yeah. Take it upon themselves.
It's like, who the heck are you?
They need to retire. They should
be
retired,
definitely.
Right? As old as you. They were. And there's Marlena. She's still working, too.
Yeah.
Oh, well. So. Oh, and we have Xander and Sarah. I guess, are they moving in together?
I think so.
Yeah. Oh, and then we have Paulina. She got a call from the hospital for her test, and it's probably bad news because the doctor wants to see her in person.
Yeah.
So she's been, like, coughing and everything. Oh, the Johnny and Chanel. Was there sex scenes? That was last week. Did you guys talk about that? Was that last week or was that this week?
Yeah.
You did. Oh, okay. I was going to say, wow. I like them two together, yeah, with the whole whipped cream stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're going to go. Then I thought, oh, God, please don't bring out the strawberries. Don't
bring out.
No. We're doing a John and Marlena here. They did it, you know, that's better what they did.
Yeah.
So I guess then, so Carrie, you sent something about the previews for next week, or is it coming, the coming weeks, about marriage proposals or whatever it could be?
Well,
who do
I
you
mean,
think it is?
Is it Johnny and Chanel? I mean, they had sex once.
Mm-hmm.
Recently. I thought the spoiler was that Johnny was going to propose to Chanel.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I like that they're cute, but them coming together now for the second time, it's just not hitting as well as it was the first time.
Yeah.
It's like
I think they messed up breaking them apart, but.
Yeah. Yeah, the momentum's not there anymore.
What's that?
The momentum for them's not there anymore.
Yeah.
And the writing's not there. It's just, and that whole thing with Holly, I mean, them getting back together was all about Holly, really. It wasn't even about them. And they kind of screwed them up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you can tell the difference in the writing because right now we're on the strike writers, scab writers or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It just seems different. I don't know. Not saying that the writing before was all that great either. But I thought, maybe this will be different. But not so much so. And I guess, I don't know, Xander and Sarah, will they get married? I don't know who else. Even Paulina are still really married.
Yeah.
I don't know. Who else is it? I don't know. Not
Could
Tripp and Wendy.
Wendy and Tripp.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. Let's see. Oh, not Rafe and Jada. Do we have any Rafe and Jada? No. Really, that's Rafe and Jada are just, they're just there.
Yeah. I like Jada, though.
Yeah. Maybe they put her with somebody else. I don't know. Yeah, we did see Kate and Roman. We hadn't seen them for a while.
How about Jada and Lucas?
Yeah, I don't know. Is Sammy supposed to come back sometime?
I don't know.
If she comes back, it won't be permanent anyway.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think.
Carrie and Belle got a mention.
Oh, yeah, they did.
Oh, okay. Go ahead. Did you want to?
Brady was going to call Carrie and or Belle to after Justin quit, and Justin, like, you really want to put them in Alex's line of fire?
Oh, okay. Yeah. They did mention. Yeah, so Belle's around somewhere.
Yeah.
I guess Belle's around somewhere in Salem, right? Because Sean left.
Yeah.
So Belle stayed, but she's, like, living, she's not with, like, John and Marlena. She's just kind of out there somewhere, and they mention her every once in a while. So. And there was a Billy mention, too, because Kate had to take a call for Billy.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
Yeah. Oh, and I did see somebody put up, I don't know if it was on Instagram or somewhere, that Christopher Sean, who plays Paul, is back filming. And I think so was Sonny, Zach, thinker of their place.
Oh, wow.
Sonny.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So I don't know what that's for. I don't know. And then I wonder if Andrew's back. I wonder if Paul and Andrew are still the same. I didn't see them.
They got to write Andrew better. He's boring.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think anybody can think of anything else? I'm trying to see what I've... No, Maggie. Was there Maggie this week?
Oh, yeah. She had a scene with Holly and Nicole, didn't
she? Yeah.
Oh, that's right. She came to see Holly. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, and Eric brought up that he killed Daniel.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. He was talking to Teresa, right?
Yeah, and he gave her Caroline Trozoli.
Yeah. So yeah, they did bring up that history. Now, have you heard that? Did you hear that he's leaving, Craig Vaughn?
Oh no!
I saw that in some spoiler sites. Did you hear, Sia Carey?
Yeah, people have been kind of tweeting about it, but I really don't. They he better not be leaving. I'd be so disappointed.
I'd be so pissed.
Now, he's probably Eric Cole with baby, and he's going to leave. You got to be kidding
me. Maybe they're – I'm wondering if they're both – because I've heard about her leaving, too. That's been – people have been talking about that for a while. Maybe they both leave with the baby and go off together. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe they get their happy ending and leave.
Yeah.
I mean, if they are going to leave, they have to give them their happy ending and leave, and then they can always come back.
Yeah.
If one's going to leave, the other one should leave, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah.
But then I don't know. Then what would they do, put Sloan and EJ together? I don't know. But actually, EJ and Nicole is, like, growing on me, too. I like EJ with Nicole.
I like this
actually,
EJ
the other
with
EJ
Nicole.
Too.
I didn't like the other one with Nicole all that much.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, this DJ is good with Nicole.
But
eBay,
I like it with Aaron, too, so.
Yeah. Because this DJ wasn't with Sammy that much at all.
Yeah.
She just a little bit at the beginning, and then she left. So, yeah. That was kind of, you know, that was kind of smart. They really didn't have them together that long because of the whole history of James Scott and Allison Sweet, you know. So they kind of got somebody new or
somebody
different.
New.
Well, not new, but, yeah. But and I did hear a new, they're supposed to recast Gabby, too.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Now, whenever that happens, I don't know. It's hard to tell because they talk about these, and everything is so far, you know, so far in advance.
Far away.
So, yeah. So. Okay. Anybody else have any other news or hear anything? Or do we miss,
nope.
We miss anything else?
Just that Harris is leaving in the summer.
I guess it will take a while for him to leave, yeah.
Yeah.
I heard he gets killed. Did you anybody hear that?
Oh.
I don't know. Yeah. It probably has something to do with the drug, you know, the drug thing.
Drug
investigation or something. Yeah. So. Yeah, well, I can't think of anything else. See, the Chiefs are still winning. 19-7.
Mm-hmm.
It looks cold there. They said it's like below zero. I mean,
damn. They
see
can
the breath
keep
coming
it.
Out of it. Yeah. Yeah, they don't have all the snow like and wind like Buffalo does. They just have the really cold temperatures. Yeah. All right, then.
Okay.
Be prepared for football. So, Carrie, what do you think for the game?
Well,
Monday now on the Steelers.
I think it's this is the second time the NFL has screwed over the Steelers. Now, this is basically bullshit. It looks like why the hell is the governor of New York in charge of when the NFL can play a game? And that's bullshit. And it's because I think they played tomorrow. It would have hurt Buffalo, and it wouldn't have hurt the Steelers as much because the Steelers have a good running game. So, moving it to Monday at 4:30, you're screwing over all the Steeler fans that were traveling for the game and who have to work on Monday. You know, I'm working on Monday, and what am I going to do? I'm going to watch it on TV at work. I mean, it's a bunch of bullshit. And the same thing happened with COVID, and the Steelers were supposed to play the Ravens on Thanksgiving night. And the Ravens were using COVID as an excuse to keep moving the game, and they ended up moving it to, like, the following Monday, and the Steelers ended up losing. So how is the Kansas City's negative 25 degrees, how is that better than the way the conditions are in Buffalo? Like you're in Buffalo, it's snowing. That's it.
They could have move the Buffalo game maybe down closer to the city where it's not snowing like crazy, you know?
Or maybe, I don't know. They said they have travel, you know, they're closing roads and all that and travel warnings or something. I don't know. That's what they said. So I don't know. So, but, yeah, it's Monday. A Monday game at 4:30 is just people that work. Yeah. Or people that were traveling there. They're already there, probably, so now they have to stay an extra day. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they would already be there and have their accommodations, and now they have to stay an extra day, which is more money. Which gives Buffalo more money.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
That's true. But I don't know. Hopefully Rudolph can come through.
Yeah.
And the defense, too. Sometimes they're iffy. So. Oh, well. Well, I guess that's it.
Yep.
So, all right. Well,
you ladies have a good week.
Have a nice, yeah, have a good weekend, and go Steelers, I guess, huh?
Yep. Good luck,
yeah,
guys.
All right. Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay, thanks. Uh-huh.
Okay.
Good night.
Bye-bye.
Good night.
Night.
Bye.